Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph in Masechet Sanhedrin. We're in the third perek, perek Zeborer, and we're holding still in the middle of the machlokes about how to understand the inyanim of hakhashot bein ha'edim. The truth is, we've had a number of important issues that are on the surface not really totally related, and yet there's no way to avoid their interrelationship. When we have this, the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, that we can look at the bottom line of a testimony in which somebody's being made to a loan that takes place on Sunday, and somebody's being made to a loan that takes place on Monday, and we can look perhaps at the bottom line, or the question is it the same loan? So we had two different approaches, really, in Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, as to whether we need to understand that the din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha is only when we're able to be mitzarif the edus by either the person himself, let's say in the case of Hodah, he said to the person, this is the same Hodah that I said to so-and-so yesterday. Then he goes back to that guy and says, the same Hodah I'm saying to him today. But then the question is, what's the difference between that and Havah Achar Havah, if it turns out to be the same thing anyway? And then we had, of course, the machloket, those were the last words of yesterday, Gavra, Gavra, Karamita, whether we don't even care about it's being the same thing, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. What we care about is only that the bottom line is that he's owed kach v'kach in terms of the edut. Now, I mean, this leads to the other question, but what then constitutes a hakosha of the edut? You know, if they would have contradicted each other in something that was important in the bedikas, or certainly in the chakiros, the question is whether we make a takana to make life easier for people to collect money in terms of mominess, that things that did in the fashot would be unacceptable, here are acceptable. And that's where we even got into this thing. But what would be considered to be a contradiction that would make it impossible to be mitzar of the Yedim? So we go further today into that question. We're up to now the fifth word on the first line, Nahardoi Amri. So Nahardoi Amri, afilu echad omer mana shachor, echad omer mana lavan mitzarfim. It's come along the Nahardoi, who had previously paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, that afilu zeh, Omer Hayyan, and this one comes in, the other one comes and says, I saw it l'machar, that even that's okay. And they seem to now be extending this into another issue. The issue being, what was particularly the money that was lent to him? So if we have now one aide that's saying, well, there was these old coins that he was giving him, or in our terms, he lent him $100 and it was dollar bills. He gave him dollar bills. The other aide says, no, I gave him $50 bills. It's $100. He gave him $250. Is that considered to be hakhasha or not? So the Nahardoi say that even if one says mana shachor, which is old, blackened coins, v'chad omer mana lavan, which is new silvery coins, that they're mitztarfim. Says the Gemara, is that a necessary implication of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the psak that we had yesterday of the Nahardoi, that Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha? Why would it be? I mean, anyway, the shamet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha say? He wasn't talking about cases where there was a hakhasha. He was talking about cases that reported on an underlying similarity. They weren't claiming that they were the same event. So there was hechadelo makrashu ha'adadeh. Well, one is talking about Yom Rishon, and one is talking about Yom Sheni. Now, there's no reason for us to have to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the way the Nahardoi paskin, that that's a reference to the same loan. Maybe there's two loans. Remember, we had one approach to try to make it that he was Maida, and then was Modia, that it ended up being the same thing. And we had problems making that work. So we ended up with an approach to the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, in which we only look at the bottom lines, but there's no point in which each aide is saying, I saw what he saw and it's different than he saw it. It's, I saw something, which means that he owes him $100. And the other one is saying, I saw something. I'm not claiming it's the same thing. But here, they're claiming it's the same thing and they're giving a different report. They're saying we were both present in such and such a place at such a time and witnessed the same event. And we now have different stories about what the event was. Was it dollar bills or was it $50 bills? You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha in such a case agrees that we should look at the bottom line where there's hakhasha? Why isn't that edut mukhashat? So Emor the Shamatei L'Rav Yishuv Ben Korcheichet Lo Makshu Ahadani. Where do you see that there is the Psak of Rav Yishuv Ben Korcheichet? Look at the bottom line. Only where there's no contradiction between the two stories. But Heichet the Makshu Ahadani Mi Amar. Where did Rav Yishuv Ben Korcheichet ever address the issue of actual Hakashash? And here we're coming to the point that's been bothering us all along. Where does it become a Hakasha, and where can we look at a bottom line? So here, the Nahardai have crossed that line. They passed like Rabbi Yishuv Ben Korcheichet and seem to be extending it now into the world of Hakashat Edim. Must be, therefore, that this is not a consequence of their psak like Rabbi Yishuv Ben Korcheichet. Rather, the Nahardai, the Amar Ki Haitana. The Nahardai were following the following Shita, the Tanya. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar lo nechleku beit Shamayu beit Hillel. Al shtei kite edim, shachat omeret matayim, veachat omeret mone, sheesh bechlal matayim mone. We know the machloket, we thought it was a machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where you have two groups of witnesses that contradict each other, as to whether a loan that took place was a loan of a mone, and one was a loan of a matayim. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, that's a misunderstanding in the machloket. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are only arguing about Tziruv. They're not arguing about Hakhasha. There's two different questions over here. One is a question of whether witnesses are contradicting each other. That contradiction applies even between two separate groups of Edim who are not claiming to be involved with one another. That's one issue. There's another issue called Hakhasha, which is where you have two Edim that need to be mitzuraf now into one kat of Edut in order for us to be able to have any meaningful legality to it for collection. Over there, the standards of Tziruv are higher because they need to be saying the same thing, not simply we can avoid a contradiction between them. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when it comes to Hakhasha of two separate kitov, where one group says we saw a loan of 200, and the other one says we saw a loan of 100. There's no contradiction in that, because they're not contradicting each other about 100. So that first 100, everybody's agreed, is owed. Question is whether there's another 100 that's owed, so we don't collect the other 100. Now over there we say, yesh bichlal matayim mana. When you're saying 200, you're still agreeing that there's a loan of 100. Where is the problem? The problem only comes up where you need to be mitzaref to edim that are saying different things, but are saying similar bottom lines. There is where you get into the question. So, you have two witnesses where Beit Shammai omrim. Look, if they're saying different things, you can't be mitzaref them, can you? And therefore, nech l'kai dutan, it's two separate acts of edut, and where do we have two people being made together? Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, even in that case, they're both being made on one mana, and there's no difference between them about that one mana. Therefore, let us look at that and say, yesh bichlal matayim mana. Therefore, he, or they, the Nahardoi, are following the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Aliba Beit Hillel. So what Beit Hillel is saying, the way Reb Shimon ben Elazar is explaining it, is that there's such a thing as a bottom line even where the stories are different about the same event, which goes beyond what Reb Yehoshua ben Korcheichet was saying, if we could find the similarity. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the same event, which is the way we ended up understanding Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcheichet, because we were never able to force him into a mold in which we would be explaining it as the same event. The monetary value, yes, it's exactly what we say. The monetary value of the Shachor is included in the Lavan. And therefore we look at the monetary value, because ultimately that's what they're dealing with, is monetary values. Echad omer chavit shel yayin, v'echad omer chavit shel shemen. How about if we're not talking about the money anymore? Talking about the item. So one is talking about a barrel of wine, and one is talking about a barrel of oil. Would you even go so far there as to say it's not mukhasha? So there was such a maisa, Havi Uvda, which came in front of Reb Ami, and Reb Ami, incredibly, was actually Mekhayev, the guy to pay a chavit of chamra, which is subsumed within a chavit of mashka, because a chavit of shemen is more expensive than a chavit of yayin. Yes, the Gemara, that's outrageous. Who is it? I mean, this for sure is going beyond the pale. Well, what's he saying over here? This is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, even Reb Shimon ben Elazar was only talking about values. So over there, you could say, look, we're talking about money. But we're talking about money in terms of what the value was. We don't even care about the currency or what the currency was. But underlying it all is the idea of money. Here you're talking about an item. How could there be no contradiction between a barrel of wine and a barrel of oil? I got the miyama. I said, no. Of course, you don't understand the case. The case wasn't that they were arguing about actual barrel. And he was b'chayev him to pay an actual barrel of wine because that's included within a barrel of oil. That's outrageous. They were arguing about a value that was tied to a commodity. That's the point. So once we're talking about, somebody's saying the value of a barrel of oil. The other one is saying the value of a barrel of wine. I mean, that's certainly a step beyond mana shachor and mana lavan. Where over there you're really focusing on the value, in the case of the mana, X number of dollars. Now the question is, in what particular form? What type of bills? I mean, the bills are obviously irrelevant. To the etzem edut, if you hold like Reb Shimon Elazar, leave it a bit till. But over here, where you're linking it to an actual commodity, well, what are you going to say? That the actual commodity is irrelevant as the reference source for the value? And that's exactly what Reb Ami was being mechadish. That even being used as a reference, the ultimate din is a din in value. And therefore, what do I care how you reference the value? If a chavita de chamra is included within the value of a chamita de mashka, so then it's included. Like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, so lo tzrich ladami. Now, getting to the extent at which we would be makbid to get the facts right. Now, certainly, if we're talking about the same event, and we were talking about Reb Yishuv ben Korcha, which we've come to understand does not have to be the same event. And therefore, we don't even get into Akhasha, because who cares? They're talking about two different events. But getting back to the question of when they're talking about the same event. Now, we know that the most fundamental question is when and where. And that's not considered to be a bedika, that's considered to be a hakir, they can't get that straight. They can't get anything straight. So when, where, how much, those are all the questions about that event. Suppose, echad omer bidyutah elyona, v'echad omer bidyutah tachtona. How about if they've agreed to the where in two dimensions, but not in three dimensions? So they're both agreed that it was such and such a coordinates on my GPS, but they didn't talk about the height. One says it was on the second floor. One says it's on the first floor. Is that itself considered to be a pagam in the placement or not? Amar Rabbi Chanina Ma'asebal, if they Rebbe Vitzirei Fidutan. He held that this was an insignificant point. What story were they on in the building? And therefore, basically they've agreed it was at such and such an office building at the corner of so-and-so. One remembers the 60th floor, one remembers the 61st floor. It's considered to be a bedika issue, not a hakir issue.
And you can't see
apparently
the
not. That's a pella. That's what the Ran says. It's not that significant in terms of placement. Uminai, closing now the Mishnah. The last thing the Mishnah says, how do we know that when you walk out of the Beit Din, that you cannot expose who said what? Stunner Rabbanan. Minayin lekishi yetzei lo yomar, hareini mizakeh v'chaveirai mechayvin. How do we know that you're not allowed to tell the Balei Dinim, I was really on your side, but what can I do, you know? Majority rules. Talmud lomar, lo telech rachil b'yamecha. And it also says, Olech Rachil is called a Megalesot, cheap guy, no discretion. And Neman Ruach, continues the Pasuk, is Bechaseh Davar. Somebody who has any sense of integrity keeps things quiet. Now, Ha'u Talmida, the Nafaka Lakala, the Gali Milta Dikmar Be Medrash Abatar Esuvitar Tichnin. There was a certain Talmud where word got around that 22 years after a case, he figured, it's no longer all that relevant. Now we can do the kiss and tell shtick and write a book about the case. So, but of course, he published it under a pseudonym. But word got out, and Reb Ami threw him out of the Beis HaMidrash. Shows that they were in Kolo for 22 years, at least. So, Avke Reb Ami mi Beis Midrasha, and he said, Dein Goli Razia. We don't keep people who are Megale, the Sodot of cases, and talk it around in public, even if it's 22 years later. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Kozman shemevi ra'aya soteret adin. Now, if you did not have a particular raya, you come back the next day and you bring a raya, you can force reconsideration of the case because of new evidence. Now, does this go on ad infinitum? Well, if the judges tell the defendant, Amrulo, or the plaintiff, Kol rayot sheyesh lecha, havei mikan ad 30 yom. We're giving you 30 to bring everything that you can bring, and then we're going to close the case. Matzah betok 30 yom, so then, hey, the really, it should say, betok 30 yom, so then, fine. But le'achar 30 yom, there's nothing to do. I know Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I don't understand. Why is that fair? If a guy who only later discovers that he has testimony or he has a raya, so because we gave him 30 days and he couldn't find it or couldn't identify witnesses, you're going to say, too bad? Why is that? Maya says, Eshalom matzah b'toch shloshim. Matzah l'achar shloshim. How about, however, in a case where he said he doesn't have any raya? He doesn't have any witnesses. Now that's, of course, more chamur. So, if they told him, bring Adim, he says, well, I don't have any Adim. They said, bring us a raya. So I don't have any further rayas. And then he comes back, and he does bring rayas. So he says, vi raya, or matzaidim, hareza eno klum. Note, by the way, the language over here, of eno klum, not eno soter. We're going to see that there's a difference between these two lashonas, according to some Rishon. And even on this case, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Maya says, zesh lo haya yodea, sheyesh lo edim u'matza edim. And what if a man didn't know that there were witnesses, and then he finds witnesses? Or, lo haya yodea, sheyesh lo raya, and suddenly matza raya. So how could it be that we don't allow a person because he made a mistake? Why would we consider that to be some level of armumiyut in which he was clearly forging something which he previously had denied having? There's no necessarily that it's a forgery. I'll tell you where I would agree with you. Where he sees now that the Beit Din is about to be mechayev him. And then he comes and all of a sudden he pulls out from his inside pocket a raya. Or all of a sudden he says, oh, so and so should come to be made. Well, that I agree is very fishy. So Ra'ash mitchayev bedin. And then he says, Kivu ploni, ploni, veidun. And all of a sudden he remembers. In extremis, you know. Or otzi raya mitachat ken pundato. He's got now in his inside pocket, he's got a shtar that all of a sudden he remembers. I forget it. Rezeno klum. That I agree is ridiculous. I mean, that's clearly something that was, he didn't want to present because he was afraid that it would be detected. But it's clearly a forgery. Or why wouldn't he have presented it before? Omar Baravuna, Rabba Baravuna, in the first case, Alakha Kripshim, that since he didn't say over there, Ainli, and we just gave him a time limit, there we pass by Kripshim and Begamliel, that he could continue to bring the Rayas as long as he wants. Furthermore, which seems to be totally redundant, furthermore, Amar Rabba Baravuna, Ein Alakha Kidivrei Chachamim. Isn't that obvious? Pshitak, even the Amar Alakha Kripshim and Begamliel. You start off by saying halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why do you need to say ein halacha kechachamim? I mean, obviously, if Reb Shimon Gamliel is arguing the chachamim, memela yadana ein halacha kechachamim, not necessarily, because ma'al detem hanimil lechatchila avo b'diavad shapir dami. I might have thought that all of that is only lechatchila, but how about if we already had him pay? So then, okay, we would say, look, the chachamim are the rabbim, sof kol sof. Certainly, if the din already took place and he paid, we're not going to be seiser, take the money from him. We can rely on the chachamim that we don't have to redo the whole thing and take the money away. That's what it was thought. So, bidi avad shapir dami, kamash malan, that even I avad madrinan lai, we will give him back the money and paskin in his favor. Now, in the second case, which is called the famous case of Raya Achrona, the second case of Raya, which we've had many times, remember the famous Raya Achrona. So we're over there, they tell him, do you have any other rayas? And he says, no. So even there, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, just because he didn't know he had rayas, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to discover rayot later on. Or just because he didn't know he had edim doesn't mean he can't discover edim later on. In this case, Rabba Baravuna quotes Reb Yochanan as saying the halakha is like the chachomi, and that ein halakha Reb Shimon Gamliel. Here we do not paskin. So first he said, and he also did it in two stages, which is just as strange. And indeed, it's more strange. So he said, halakha kidivrei chachamim. And in this case, we will not accept his further riots. And furthermore, said Rabbi Baruch and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ein alacha k'rab Shimon Gam Liel," that we will accept his riots, which is rather obvious. Pshita. Kivan di amar alacha k'divrei chachamim. Memela yadana dein alacha k'rab Shimon Gam Liel. Now, gentlemen, why are we not just going to say exactly the same thing that we said before? The difference between lechatchila and b'diavad. Oh, so first of all, this is the way Rashi sees it. The difference is, a Rabin to say b'diavad will rely on is one thing. But to say that we're going to be Samech or Pshim Yam Liel is a dat yachid k'neged the Chachomim, we wouldn't say. The Ran points out that there's something much more powerful, which is that the Lashon of the Mishnah in the latter case of Raya is Eino Klum. So Eino Klum itself means forget about, has no legal validity whatsoever. Therefore, it's saying once you paskin that way, Eino Klum, you can't say, well, but b'diavad it is. That's what Eino Klum means. It's useless, meaningless, no validity at all. Before, where we say Eino Soter, fine, Eino Soter. So maybe if b'diavad, I understand. But over here, where you say Eino Klum, you can't say that. There are other approaches as well to why the Gemara doesn't entertain the notion that it's the difference between l'chatchila and b'diavad, but those are very powerful, clear-cut distinctions. So what then is the reason for the repetition? Aha, it's a very important repetition. Because when you say, Ina l'chakar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you're stressing that in this case of Raya Achrona, Eina l'chakar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now we know that there is a famous klal that we've seen many times before, in which there are actually three cases that Eina l'chakar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Not only Raya Achrona, but also Orev and Sidon. The repetition of Eina l'chakar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is to tell me this is the only case in which Eina l'chakar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. La Fuke, as opposed to what Rabbi Baruch Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying is, Komakom shishana Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnatenu halakha kamoto, chutz mi orev v'tzidon and raya achrona, this Tana is reporting that no, only raya achrona. But when it comes to orev v'tzidon, we would in fact paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Turns out that that klal is not muskan. Now there was a case where Ahu Yanuka, there was a child. A yanuka doesn't necessarily mean he was a minor. It means he was a yanuka who had inherited. So that he was a child vis-a-vis his father's property. I mean, he was obviously a youngster because he walked out of the court crying, but it doesn't mean he was a minor. So anyway, he comes in front of Reb Nachman. They were Tovea him Ladin. He comes in front of Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman asks him, do you have any witnesses? He says, no. Do you have any raya? No. So what am I supposed to do? So Chivei Reb Nachman, the other guy had a tviya. This guy had no answer to it. So Chivei Reb Nachman, so the poor kid goes out of the courtroom. He's crying his way out of the courtroom. So these people hear him crying. They go over to him. What happened? Tells him the story. So Amrulei, they told him, my gosh, why don't you talk to us? We were friends with your father. We knew his business deals, and we actually do have riots about this kid. Anan Yadina b'mila de'avuch. We know what was going on with your father. That's why they go into court. Omer Reb Nachman, what? In this case, even the Rabbanan who said that when a guy says, Ein li raya, Ein li edim, cannot suddenly appear with a raya and edim, obviously did not include a case of a child who had no way of knowing what was going on in his father's things. So, Yira filu Rabbanan mod, Yanuka b'mile de'avua lo yada. He isn't expected to be able to know something that his father hadn't told him. Now, there was another maisa of a woman. The nafak shtara mituti yada. She was holding a shtar in escrow. She presents it to the court, and she says to Reb Nachman, Amrale, yadana by shtara de priyahame. I just want you to know that I happen to know that the shtar that I'm giving you, that was given to me for escrow, was actually paid up. They just never bothered ripping up the shtar. And Reb Nachman trusted her and refused to collect the shtar. Himna Reb Nachman. Amar le Rav le Reb Nachman. Kiman ki Rabbi. Da'amar otiot niknot b'misira. Are you saying that in this case that she actually owned the contract? Because you remember, if you paskin that you can give over a loan to somebody by handing over the contract, and you don't need to write a contract on the contract. So therefore, she's believed, because, I mean, she herself is saying it's parua, This how Rashi learns. The Rif explains that obviously he wasn't, he never thought that the Reb Nachman's psak was based on something that nobody ever suggested, that she owned the shtar. It was that since she could always have said, v'od like Rebbe, that ot yotar niknot b'misira, so then the presentation of the shtar, even though it mentioned somebody else's name in the shtar, by the escrow holder is always, the escrow holder could say, they gave it to me, he gave it to me, and now it's mine. Whether in a sale or in a gift, because ot yotar niknot b'misira. We won't ask her, so where's your shtar on the shtar? Is that what you would be saying? In which case you would have the ultimate migo. Is that what you're saying? Omar, no. What does that have to do with that? There's an obvious migo that has nothing to do with needing to own the shtar, and that is the fact that if all she was trying to achieve was the non-collection of the shtar, all she needed to do was take her cigarette lighter to the shtar. What does she have to present it to the court and then say that I happen to know it's Perua? Don't present it. So therefore, if she's presenting the shtar and she's saying I know it's Perua, that's the ultimate migo. Much better than saying that she could have been mochelet alone on her own because otiot nikdot b'mesira. So over here it's different. Ibai kalte, she could have burned up the shtar. Now some say that actually the story was the exact opposite. She claimed it was Perua as an escrow holder, and nonetheless Reb Nachman astonishingly did not believe her. Lohim le Reb Nachman, and he collected with the shtar. So Rava tied it to Reb Nachman, why in the world would you not believe her? If all she was trying to do was prevent collection, so then Aloy Boy Kalte, she could have simply burned up the shtar. Kivandi itchazek bebeidina, Iboy Kalte lo amrina. So now, Rashi's approach to this is that once a shtar has a handpick in it, a ma'aseh beitin has a particular keach in which no migu is believed because it's the equivalent of an actual presentation of testimony. So that's what the handpick does. You can't take a migu to argue with testimony. Tosfos says, what does that have to do with over here? The shaila is whether this testimony has ever appeared, because you have the migu that would never have presented it to the court. So you're not touching over here on an argument with the Aiden. You're touching over here on something that puts the Aiden in your hands, so to speak. So why wouldn't she still have a migu? Therefore, Tosfos understands that we're not talking about a principle here. We're talking about an event here. Kivan de'chazik v'beidina means that the Beit Din saw it in her hands. Once they see it in her hands, she didn't have the option to say kalte. And therefore, at the time now of the presentation in court, we say, well, we knew you had that shtar, so don't say it suddenly disappeared. Memela, we can no longer be semich on the kalte, because she's certainly not going to burn it up now. But look at this brighter. Simpon sheyesh al avedim. The way Rashi understands this is that the lova is presenting a simpon, which is a shover. In other words, something which breaks the power of the shtar against him. It's signed by witnesses. So then yitkayem b'chotamav, let the shover itself be mikuyam, and at that point, there's nothing that you can do to collect against it. How about im ein al avedim? And it's just now yotze mitachat yad shalish. But there's an escrow holder that is holding it. Or it's on the actual document of the loan. Now how the heck did the lender possibly allow the borrower to write on the document that he is holding that it was paid? He's the guy that's holding the loan to collect, the loan document. And there, under the signatures of the Aiden, it says, and this loan was paid on such and such a date. How would that have gotten there? So in that kind of case, it would be kasher. Now, why in the world would it be kasher where it's yotze mitachat yad shalish? Alma shlish me'amat. It must be that in cases where the two individuals were miming the shalish, when the shalish comes along and presents the document, he is neman to say, here is the shover for this shtar. Which means that in this case where the woman is presenting now the shtar, she should have a right to say, this shtar was parua, tiyufta the Reb Nachman. Indeed, this is a tiyufta on the second, the Ikedi Amre, in Reb Nachman. Now, getting back to the main case in the Mishnah, the author of Dimi, Om Rabbi Yochanan Le'olam Mevi Raya V'Soter, Archi Yistatin Ta'anotav. Before we continue the next words, what does that sound to you like it's saying? Archi Yistatin Ta'anotav. Until he no longer has what to present, right? That's what it sounds like. I don't have any more Rayas. And then it goes on to say, V'Yomar, and he says, well, hurry up and bring in Ploni V'Ploni V'Hayiduni. But that was Dafka, the extreme case where everybody was Maida. That certainly that is considered to be a obvious, even according to Shimon ben Gamliel, an obvious attempt at forgery or bringing in false Edom. How come all of a sudden now he remembers? So we have a contradiction over here. Esther Gemara Gufa Kasha. You start off with talking about Yistatein Ta'anotav. That's exactly the case of the Rabbanim. Namely, he said, Ein li ra'aya. We ask him, do you have anything else to say? No, nothing else to say. Any witnesses? No, no witnesses. Kol Rabbanim, that's it. You can't now present anything. And then you start talking, Vader Amrit, and then the guy shouts out, Kirvelish, Ploni, Ploni, Ve'aiduni. But that was true even on the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Alter Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, don't try to tell me. V'chitei, I know what you're going to try to do. You're going to try to say, that's what I mean by Yistatein Ta'anotav. But actually, Kula Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Uperusha Kamafarish. What he's doing is he's explaining, when I say Mistatem Tanotav, that means that he is confirming 100% that he's given up on a legal approach and now he's going to try some extra legal activity, otherwise known as forgery. Maybe that's what it means. Perusha Kamafarish. My Achi Yistatem Tanotav. Achi Omar Kirvu Ploni Ploni Viaduni. But that's not true. Because Amar Rabba Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan, now, how in the world could Rabbi Yochanan have said that the halakha is ach yistateim ta'anotav only where he says ploni beploni veiduni, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if Rabbi Yochanan is the source of the klal that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in raya achrona, which is this case? This very case. And he's saying the only way lo yistatem ta'anotav, we would call it yistatem, is where he is ready now clearly to engage in something illegal. To make up your mind. You can't say kol makom shishana chutz mi'orev and rayachron and then paskin like him in rayachron. Elak yatar shum bar yud amar Rabbi Yochanan. That was a misquote. Rav Dimi did not say Rav Yochanan over correctly. Actually, the correct thing to have said was, La'olam mevi ra'aya v'soter, ach yistatem ta'anotav, meaning, the court tells him, Have edim, and he says, Ein li edim. Or they tell him, Have ra'aya, and he says, Ein li ra'aya. What is the point that Rav Yochanan is making by stressing that he says? Because he wants you to understand that built into the Chachamim is the notion that Rabbi Nechemiah paskened earlier, which is that if it's obvious that this is something that there was no way that he would have known, such as the case of the Yanuka, that the Chachamim themselves are made up. Therefore, it's only where he says absolutely, I have nothing to say. Avobo edimi midinat ayam. Suppose Edim suddenly show up. We haven't been around now for 30 years. They come from Averaya. Or we suddenly find an old DVD of his father's, a disc in which someone was holding onto it, and they managed to get the data off of it, and it's got a Raya in it. So then, there was no way he could have known that. At that point, he could bring a Raya and be Soter, because we understand why he thought he didn't have a Raya. Kiyater of Dimi Omer of Yochanan, another psak now, once already we're on the topic of Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan, that where somebody's attacking someone else b'din. Atokefet chaviro b'din. Echad omer nidon kan v'echad omer nenechem nakom ha'avar. So now the loveh, even, in other words, either case, wants to go to the highest court, where the greatest Talmidei Chachamim are together in the yeshiva, and there he's going to get now either, there's different approaches in Rishonim, either the Lashon of Tokef means that he's giving him a very difficult time and not listening to the Beit Din that's asking him to calm down and present his things in a organized fashion without threats and so on. So he wants to go to a place where he's going to have to be listening to the Beit Din. Or it simply means he wants to go to Makom Vad, where he feels that the people are more able to stand up against pressure, or that they're more aware of what the Din is to do correctly. So then, Kofino Tovea, lech l'Makom Vad. In that case, we will force the Tovea, even, to go to the Makom Vad. Amala Fanav Rebelazer, Rebbe. This is crazy. How can you say such a pshat? It turns out that in this case, if the guy owes you money, and he doesn't like the way that you're handling him in court, so what's he going to do now? He's going to say, let's go to such and such a court, yeah, which is going to cost me. Now I'm going to have to spend $1,000 for an airplane ticket to be able to recover a $100 loan. So for all intents and purposes, now you're paralyzing me. So Misha no shebe chavero mana. Yotzi mana al hamana. I'm saying, who's going to cost me in legal costs as much, if not more, to recover my loan than I loaned you in the first place? I mean, basically, you understand the implications of such a thing, is that you're shutting down the court systems, or you're shutting down capitalism. Ela, kofino to vedan beiro? Obviously, in such a case, he would have to be able to force the guy to accept the local courts. Itmanami omer psafra. Shnayim shinit atzmu bedin. Echonomini don't kan vechonomini nelechlamokam avad. Kofino to vedan beiro. So you'll say, but they're not experts. What if they don't know what's the problem? They can't get on the internet, find out what the other Beit Din holds. Send them a shayla. V'im amar, now if the guy is very dissatisfied with the psak, he feels they don't know what they're talking about, he has no choice but to accept their psak. But he insists that the psak be written out to him as a tshuva. In other words, don't write ploni atachayav. Write the logic behind the chiyuv and put it out as a tshuva to me. And I want to be able to go and show this to other people. Is it imamai kitvu v'tznuli mi'ezetam dantuni? So this is in normal cases. In a case of a yevama will always have to follow the yavam in order to matter her. Now this is even though the Beit Din in Tveria might have even been a greater Beit Din. Nonetheless, if that's where he's located in Tzipori, then you'll have to go to Tzipori. Omer of Kana, why is that micro? Because it says, Beferish, Vikarulo Ziknei Iro, which means that the ones that are in charge of giving over the Chalitz or Yibum are the Zikanim of the ear of the male, of the Yova. Volo Ziknei Ira. Omer Abaya, Hilchata Kofino Tove Yelech Lamakoma Vlad, Avad. There's, the halacha is that in the event that somebody wants a better court, he can force it. Amalei Rav Ashla Memer, I thought we paskin where Rabbi Elazar says kofino to vedan biro just a moment ago. Okay, now we're getting to the crux of the issue. It depends who is the one that wants to go to the Beit Avad. So hani milihek the kamer lelove lemalve. If now the love is the one that's saying to the malve, we can be kofel to be done biro. Because the malva, to say he can force the malva to be done in his city, eved lovela ish malva. We always have that klal. Once you take a loan, you gotta go all the way. So you become like his servant. You're gonna have to be done where it's convenient for him. They sent the following psak from Eretz Yisrael to Mar Ukva was in Bava. The deziv le kebar bitya shalom. The one who shines like the son of Bitya, which of course is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. So you are gadol b'dorcha like Moshe. We want you to know that we have the following problem here in Eretz Yisrael. Ukvan HaBavli appeared before us and complained against his brother Yirmiya. Kibel kadmana, he was kovel against Yirmiya achi, hevir alayat haderech, he stole my money illegally, and he was not noy kishura in our partnership. So first of all, we want you to tell him, and then see to it that he comes up and appears before us in Tveria. This doesn't make sense. What do you mean? If you say Imrulo, it means tell him that he needs to take care of this, and that it was a valid complaint. So then that means that we're handing it over to the local court. And then you're saying, force the defendant to come up, and that's what we expect. Make up your mind. No gufakasha. First you say Imrulo. That means Amadainu Aton. You take care of it over there in Babel. And then you say, Asiyuvirapaninu Bitveria. Alma, what we're saying is Shadru, that you have to send them up here. So, Elohikama. Imrule means Dainu Aton attempt to be done here. Itzayet Sayet, if he accepts your din, fine. But if not, we expect that the din should be brought in front of us so that we can enforce it. Vilu, ilo, hasi'u, viera epaninu bitveria. Rav Ashi says there was never a chance in that case that they would have handed it over to him, to Rav Mar Ukva, to be done. Because it was a case of dinik and asot habit. And there's no din of Bavel being Dayan Dinei Knesot. So that, first of all, there's no smichet. Secondly, they're not also giving you a shlichut because of the rarity of Dinei Knesot. So it's not logical to say that when they said Imrulo, it means you see to it that the court carries it out. They have no koyach to carry that out. The only reason they wrote it that way is as a formality. They said the words Imrulo, which have a double meaning. You're right that on the simple level, it's as if we're handing it over to you. But it doesn't have to mean that. It could mean, you better tell him what's coming, and then send him up to Tveria. He's Yule at Tveria. Not that it was two separate things. The reason they put it that way, it was Kedei Lachalok Kavod LeMarukva. Because if they would have just said, well, you're a nobody, just see to it that you send him back here, as if he's a shikin, when he's our gopher. So therefore, they wanted to phrase it in a respectful fashion, even though it was clear to everybody, obviously to Marukva, that he couldn't have been Dan Dinei Knesot. And he took it to be basically an honorific. So the great man, the Zivle, and you're wonderful, if only you would be able to be Imrulo, but you better send it to Tveria. That was the bottom line. Hadron alach zeborer. Which is exactly what we had expected to hear, because that, of course, was the whole closing of our parak, introducing what is considered to be the contradictions of drisha v'chakira. But heikha the makrashei adani mi omar. Hello, the amaki haitan, and the tanya omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechloku beit shamaya beit hillel al shteki teidim, shachat omeret matayim vechat omeret mone, that it's not considered to be akrasha. Sheyesh bechlal matayim mone. Alma nechloku al kat achat, where beit shamaya says, over there you have to meet tsarif the edus. You don't have a tsiruf. Nechlokai duta. Beit hillel omrim, even this can be mitzuraf, because yesh bechlal matayim mone. Echad omer chavit shal yayin ve'echad omer chavit shal shemen havei uvda va'ati lekamin Rebbe Ami and chivei Rebbe Ami le'shalom elei chavit edel chamre migo chavit edel mashcha. Come on, Shimon Elazar, emad omer Shimon Elazar echad yish b'chlal matayim mona. But over here they're different entities. What's a child to talk about one subsuming the other? Ya'gav le'miyomar. Well, obviously, lo tzricha le'domi. Echad omer b'dyuta yona ve'echad omer b'dyuta tachtona. Omer Rabbi Chanina Maase ba lifnei Rabbi v'tziruf tziref edutan. Minayin l'kishyetzei lo yomar. Minayin l'kitan Rabban. Minayin l'kishyetzei lo yomar. Reini mizakeh. But what can I do? Chaverai bechayvim. And therefore Maase chaverai rabu alai Talmud lomar lo telech rachil b'yamecha. V'omer aholech rachil megale sod en neman ruach mechase davar. It was actually a ma'aseh. Who told me to nafik like kolad the goli milta ditma be medrasha batar simetatin shnin afki rabami mi be medrasha and said dein gala razi kozman shemivi raya soter tadin amru lo kol rayot sheyesh lecha laavi mikanat shloshim yom tavin. So then hevi betar shloshim yom soter leach shloshim yom soter amru pshimim gamliel. What's a poor guy supposed to do? Shlom etzav betar shloshim etzav leach shloshim. Amar lo, ave edim, v'amar in li edim. Or amru ave raya, v'amar in li raya. Uli achar zman evi raya, or matzai edim. Then arei ze eno klub. Amar shubi olil, even in this case. Maya says, esh lo ye yodeh shesh lo edim, u'matzai edim. Lo ye yodeh shesh lo raya, u'matzai raya. But I agree, if ra'ash mitchayev edin, v'amar kirvu ploni uploni v'yaduni, o shotzi raya mitachat pundato. So then clearly arei ze eno klub. Omer Rabba Barvuna lochakub shimin gamliel in the first case. The Omer Rabba Barvuna in alochakid v'chacholim in the first case. Pshita, given the Omer lochakub shimin gamliel, but mele yadana in alochakid v'chacholim. Ah, but ma'a the tema ani mele l'chatchila. Ava the avad shapir dabi. Kamash malan, that even the avad ma'adrin alay. On the other hand, if Omer lo amrulo havei edim, Omer Rabba Shimon ben Gamliel, Maya said, in this case, Omer Rabba Barvun, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, halakha ki divrei chachamim. The Omer Rabba Barvun, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, not only that, but in halakha ki Rabba Shimon ben Gamliel. Well, pshita, even though halakha ki divrei chachamim, memele yadana, then halakha ki Rabba Shimon ben Gamliel. Ah, but a kamash, that only be'ahi, in the case of Raya Achrona, Ein alakak Rav Shimon Gamliel. Har bekulo alakak Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Lafuk miyadam rabba barba chanam Rav Yochanan. Ko bakom shishan Rav Shimon Gamliel mishantenu alakak baoto. Chutz mi arev vitzidon v'raya achrona. Kamashron only raya achrona. Ahu yinuka de tavu ladina kamei de redachron. Amal yitlach asahari amal lo. Yitlach araya amal lo. Chalikhiver redachron. Avka boki vazim. Shamua hanakinish. Amal lai amigadan memila di avuch. Why? Come on, no, in this case you have a better migui. Shiny Ochadi boy kalte. Ikidamri lohem ne Reb Nachman and Rav Tani Reb Nachman vaha I boy kalte. And he said, "Kimin is chazik veidinim by kate lo emrina." Eight vei Rav Rav Nachman simpon sheyesh la veidim itkayin bechotamav. If in ala veidim viyotzei mitachat yad shalish, oh sheyatza achar chitum hashtarot in the actual shtar that the malva was holding, kosher. Am shalish mehema? Do you have the Rav Nachman? Kiyot Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yochanan leolam mevi raya vesoter ach yistatim ta'anotav viomar. Kirva plonio plonio vi duni. Wait. Oh, gufa kasha. First you said, ach yistatim ta'anotav, which means that he just says, I don't have any rayas anymore. So atan rabbanan. Then you say, but only if he's obviously a liar. And he said, kirva ish plonio plonio vi duni, which is true, alibid Reb Shimon Gamliel. Vechitim, that what Reb Yochanan is trying to say is that kula Reb Shimon Gamliel uprushka mefarish, and I mean to say, when do we accept that it's overs? And yistatim ta'anotav, only where we see him in desperation being willing to use illegal evidence. But and this is the case of Raya Achrona. So how could he suddenly pass in like Reb Shimon Gamliel and Raya Achrona? Actually, it was a misquote. Now, Shuma Yudam Reb Yochanan Liolam Mevi Raya Besoter Achistatem Tanotav Veyomrulo. Nu, ave edim, and he says, I give up, I don't have any more edim. So, ave raya, mereli raya. Aval, bo edim idata yam. Oshaita disker shalavim of keret piyadacher. So then I raise the maybe raya, vesoter, no matter how long it is. Not even like a chomer moida to. Kyadr of dimi, om rabbi yachron, ato kefet chavi robe din. Echad omer nidon kan, echad omer nilek lomakom avad. Kofinoto, vielek lomakom avad. Amalefanav Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, Mishnaser bechaveru mona, yotzi mona amona, elakofino tovedan biiro, itmanami omer of Safra, shnayim shitatzmu bedin, echadom en nidon kan, vechadom en nilech, makom avad, kofino tovedan biiro, I, you'll say, maybe they're not bekiyim, you would strach davar lishol, kotvim vishochim, vimamar kitvu, tnuli mi ezetam damtuni, kotvim velotin lo. So he would have to actually go to the malve. Shochli lomar ukva, ledeziv leikebar bitya, shlam, ukana bavli kabal kadmana, quote, yirmiyachi avir alayat aderach. Now we would like you to be imrulo. And hasi'u veyero'u yera'e panenu bitveria. Well, guva kasha. Amarta imrulo, amadainu aton. And then you say, hasi'u veyero'e panenu bitveria. Amashadru acha. Ela achiko ama. Imrulo, try to be dainu aton. It was talking about a case of dinei knasot, and the only reason that they wrote it in that way, the shochle yachi, kedei lachalok kavod lamar ukvan.